This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What does it take to improve maternal health for everyone? It takes a new model of care for mothers and babies. It takes deeper connections in patients' communities and comprehensive care before pregnancy and far beyond. It takes Philadelphia's only hospital exclusively dedicated to women and families to reinvent maternal health care and improve outcomes for all women. It takes Temple Health.
Spiegel and Holmes.
The woo people are out.
Thanks for playing some woo ting. That made me feel good.
Chilling with my man Rusty Ghost is a beast.
Wu-Tang is for the children.
Afternoons on the Score.
We want some tough, some gritty, some dirty individuals, and we feel pretty good about the two guys we got.
All right, so look, Spiegs, I know that we had to cut off your feelings about Grady Jarrett.
I'll be all right.
You were enjoying Grady Jarrett and how he has ingratiated himself already to Bears fans. The fact that he is here to compete for championships while helping the younger guys, that the effort that's being put into the front, sharpening his sword.
Yes, sir.
Iron sharpens iron.
Absolutely.
That he's at a special place at the right time with special people.
That's the part. Like, you want the Bears to be a place where people want to go. And we'll hear some of that from Joe Tooney in a little bit. But we heard it from Grady Jarrett. He said the perfect match came along to be here with Ben and compete for championships. And that thing you said, the special place at a special time where I'm supposed to be. Also about the edge rushers, seeing them go after big time players like Montez Sweat, that, you know, helps get him excited about being here. So you got good badass linemen who are psyched to be here. That's cool.
What I love about it, because people that we've talked to over the last couple of days have said he is going to improve what the locker room has been. No one in that locker room, except for maybe Joe Tooney, is going to say some sideways stuff to Grady Jarrett. When stuff doesn't look right at practice,
yeah, man.
Grady Jarrett is going to be like, what are we doing? Let's get this bleep together.
For sure.
And let's try to go out there and win. I love that. I love that they now have someone over on that defense, because Montez does it, I think, mostly through action.
Big Bill do it? I don't know. Both of them now.
Come on. Like, now you got yourself some competition, too.
Yep.
You've got competition on both sides of the ball, and it makes for fun practices. That I'd like to hear a little bit more chirping in these training camp practices now.
He said they were already chirping before the press conference, him and Ben Johnson, trash talking between the offense and the defense. Ben, who we know is chesty, like you were talking about earlier, and Grady Jarrett going back and forth. It's freaking March.
That's the way that things should be.
That's the way football is supposed to be.
Hopefully it'll turn out well. So you heard from Grady Jarrett, you heard from Ben Johnson and Ryan Poles. How about Jonah Jackson and Joe Tooney, your two new guards? Here was their introduction to Bearsmas.
Were you surprised that you were traded? And what was that conversation like in coming to a place where you knew Ryan? Was that beneficial?
Yeah, I didn't really. It was kind of, a little surprised. But, my agent just kind of called me and said kind of what was happening. And, I think just... it's just such a great fit, though, and just so excited to be here. And, knowing Ryan from Kansas City, just Then Coach Johnson, and just couldn't be more excited. You know, I think there's just a special place here, and excited to kind of do what I can and contribute and get going.
Have I been cut off? All right. You played in two places with winning cultures. Did they share anything in common that you were going to try and help bring out here?
Just kind of, you know, being in those places just felt like, you know, everyone was pulling in the same direction. You know, everyone, all that mattered was winning, and I can really feel that here, you know, starting from ownership to management to coaches and just meeting everybody, and just there's such an intent and such, you know, purpose to win, and it makes me excited just even being here a couple of days, and just excited to be part of it, and you know, I want to contribute as much as I can, as fast as I can, and yeah, just ready to get going.
Dan Reeder from the Chicago Tribune. Joe, just piggybacking on that question and answer, what do you see as the value of your experience in those two programs that will allow you to become a compass for younger players as you get your feet on the ground here?
Yeah, you know, fortunate to play for some really good coaches, really good quarterbacks, and really good offensive lines, and you know, I think just being a part of that and seeing how, you know, the day-to-day goes, how certain people approached, you know, meetings, how they approach practice, what they do in between meetings and practice, nutrition, you know, just I felt it was so fortunate to witness that and to be around it, and you know, tried to copy, you know, what guys were doing in the building, and you know, just kind of they took it a day at a time, you know, and trying to make small improvements each day and get better, and yeah, that's kind of what I've been trying to do too.
What's it been like for you to reunite with Ben here in Chicago, and then how would you describe the last year in LA and what happened there for you?
I mean, it's awesome. You know, I had a great relationship with Ben. He was with me when I was a young pup, my rookie year, and you know, what he brings to the table is awesome, and I couldn't be more excited, especially having a guy like this on the line, Drew, Darnell, and Braxton. But you know, last year it was a little hiccup along the road. You know, things like that happen, and I feel like it definitely, you know, sharpened me a little bit, you know, brought everything into perspective, you know, like this game, it can come and go whenever. But, you know, I was able to build more of appreciation for it, and, you know, hone in on my craft, and I'm excited for what's to come.
Courtney Cronin, ESPN. For both of you, very clear the priority is Caleb Williams, bringing both of you guys in via trade. How do you view what your responsibility is in helping with pass protection, helping with a young quarterback taking that next step, and the role that you're going to be playing here in Chicago?
You got it.
I'd say, you know, for any quarterback, you've seen what happened last year. He had gotten taken a lot of hits, and you know, you got to build confidence in a young guy like that, and any quarterback, honestly. And, you know, I feel like that's something we're able to bring to the table, and I've seen a lot of tape of him do great work protecting Pat, and, you know, that's just part of our job.
Yeah, like you said, you know, you kind of just want to give the quarterback as much time as possible. You know, you never know what's going on back there, really, just trying to play through the echo of the whistle, and, you know, right back at him, he's got a ton of great film, and I'm excited just to be part of it all.
Jonah, you often hear offensive linemen talk about moving from one side to the other and, you know, playing with a different hand and the adjustment. How big of an adjustment do you think it's going to be? Is that a concern for you at all?
Not at all. Actually, my first start in the NFL was at right guard versus the Chicago Bears. So I think I'll be just fine.
Yeah, Jonah, this guy next to me said you're Pro Bowl caliber guard when you're at that position. Obviously a big reason why you're here. What can you go into a little bit more specifics just about, you know, playing in Detroit in that system, why it fit, and why it brought the best out of you?
I would say, especially, like, I feel like my best years were with Ben. He calls the game to our strengths, you know, and things we're good at, and it's not just for one guy specifically. And, you know, I felt like I was able to strive in that system, and, you know, I'm excited to get back into it, you know, get back to what I was able to do and, you know, keep it rolling.
Joe, Kevin Fishbane from The Athletic. In your brief time talking with Ben, getting to know Ben a little bit, what do you like about what he's asking for out of offensive linemen and kind of his scheme and how you can fit?
Yeah, I mean, kind of just watching, you know, Detroit's offense over the years, it's, you know, every week it's like 30, 40 points with really great creative plays, and, you know, it's kind of just an offense you want to be a part of, and he has such a clear, communicative way of describing, you know, what he wants, and you can just tell the passion and the love for the game, and, you know, it's infectious. I think everyone around him feels it, and, you know, just it's a coach you want to play for.
Question for Joe, straight back. Jason Leisure with the Chicago Sun-Times, back center.
Okay.
Yeah. When you got to when you're drafted to New England and you signed with Kansas City, those were both places where they already had it rolling before you arrived. What appeals to you about getting in on the ground floor of something like this?
Yeah, I think the coaching staff is tremendous. You know, Ryan's been awesome. You know, making moves and you know adding Jonah and just the offensive line as a whole. And you know, it's a process that I'm excited to start though. You know, starts in OTAs I think, and just you know building that chemistry, building the camaraderie, and you know excited to be with all meet all the guys and just you know get after it.
Chris, last one.
Joe, is an extension of that. How do you impact a winning culture, a championship culture? What did you learn along the way with your two stops there to doing that?
Yeah, you know, just seeing how guys approach the day, how guys approach practice, you know, the intensity that they have in meetings and the attention they pay to details. And, you know, it's really a day-to-day thing. You know, it's trying not to look too far ahead, just try and, you know, maximize each day, trying to make the most of it. And, you know, put your head down and try and make improvements. And after a while, you know, look up and see where you're at. But, you know, it's really just a day-to-day, the small things, the details.
You know, like if you go to see a show and Prince is playing, and then after Prince plays, there's like two dudes up there, maybe Simon Garfunkel, something like that. That's what it feels like to listen to these guys after Grady Jarrett. I just got to be honest, man.
I thought there was some really good stuff in there.
There definitely was. There definitely was. It's just they're not Grady Jarrett. That's where I am as a human, I must admit.
He calls the games to our strength, not just for one guy.
Dude, that's massive. Completely agree. That's Jonah Jackson on Ben Johnson and his experience with him. That's why he had his best years there. That's the dream, man. Just a coach figuring out what these guys are good at and then doing that.
We appreciate that you're hanging out with us and we're going through all this Bears tape. Reminder, 5 o'clock, Mark Grody's got stuff that wasn't in the press conference. He's going to share that with us. When we come back, something sparked Spiegs' brain when he heard Ben Johnson talking earlier today. And he thinks that it matches up with something we heard before. We'll share that with you and go into it next.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Score.
What is... Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, I'm Julia Brufke-Wanger, founder of Phoenix Tax Consultants, home of the Tax Tacklers. It's tax season, and I genuinely understand the complications and frustrations that go into preparing to file. I believe that taxes should not be a do-it-yourself activity. You should leave it to the professionals. My team of next-level tax experts can help you find a new way to do your taxes and a strategy to get top results. Schedule your virtual or in-person appointment today at TaxTacklers.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
If you have a locked AT&T phone, we're here with Bolt Cutters. T-Mobile will help pay off your locked phone and give you a new 5G phone for free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrier freedom.
Via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax and a $10 device connection charge. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement as due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early.